Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1, welcome.
On episode 38 and part 8 of Project Year Zero, we take a look at the revenue opportunities for the NSL and its member clubs. In U.S. soccer, professional teams have access to three primary revenue streams. The first are ticket sales, the second are sponsorships, and the third are media rights deals. Major League Soccer has access to a fourth revenue stream. MLS owners, through Soccer United Marketing, have access to the United States Soccer Federation programs, including the national teams. This revenue is not available to any other league or any other club outside of Major League Soccer. For lower division teams and amateur clubs, they only have access to two primary revenue streams. The first are ticket sales, and the second are sponsorships. There really is no existing media platform for media rights deals for lower division soccer, including amateur teams. In the NSL, the NSL member clubs will have access to two additional revenue opportunities. The first will be an emphasis on player transfers, and the second will be an emphasis on growing the number of international matches, both domestically as well as overseas tours. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the podcast. You can learn more about SoccerWorks at wrk.mn/soccerworks. Until next time.